Welcome to Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm being joined by our good friend Peyton from the Lauda District Library. And Peyton, what's going on at the LDL?
Oh, I'm Peyton now. Yes. Ooh. Well, we've got a lot going on. Currently, I'm festive for Halloween, so we're very serious.
For people at home who don't know, we're taping this on Halloween, and your theme is Bewitched, so you're a witch slash bee.
I'm both.
And you have these big Bono sunglasses on, so you can't see your eyes.
No, I can't see anything.
And you got little daubers on your head, and you're a person of serious importance down there at the library. So
we're being so serious today.
Very, very serious.
If anybody's interested in the shenanigans we get up to, we always post a photo for Halloween. So when this comes out, that'll already be available. Come look at the shenanigans that we get up to. We have a lot of fun. So as far as serious things,
yes,
we have coming up November 11th, our very last Red Cross blood drive. It will be at Central Park Place, not at the library, because we will be closed that day. We're doing staff training, so library will be closed down. So if you need to donate blood, want to donate blood, go to Central Park Place. Everyone who donates will get a $10 e-gift card. And then entered in, and this is crazy, there will be two winners that'll win a, I want to say it's $7,000 e-gift card. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's a really specific number, and it's a lot of
what a quirky number,
money.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot. So an e-gift card so that you can basically use it at any place.
You can use it anywhere. Yeah, it's like Visa gift card.
What a unique number.
I know.
I'm sure there's a significance behind it.
It's crazy. Yeah. I have no idea what's up with that, but I know they said it's like a national drawing, but they said the last like four or something were from Michigan, the winners. So those are good odds.
That is very good.
Yeah. So, yeah, go donate blood, help the national blood shortage. Other than that, we have our Big Read celebration still going on. So we're joining with other libraries and stuff on the West Michigan Lakeshore for the Big Read, which is everybody reads the same book and kind of discusses these same themes. So we have our book club coming up for that to discuss the book, which is The Great Gatsby. And then we're also going to be discussing, so they choose the one big book, and then they have a couple other accompanying ones. So the theme this year with The Great Gatsby is The American Dream, and how that has changed over the years. So the accompanying book, which is a graphic novel and is a lot of fun, is called American Born Chinese. And for anyone who's fans of like Disney shows, there's a Disney show about it. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. So that book discussion is going to be on Wednesday, November 13th at 6:30 at the library. So check out American Born Chinese, reread The Great Gatsby if you read it in high school and kind of don't remember it, and come talk about that with
us. And look for the green light on the end of the dock. Peyton, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL and your bee outfit, where can they get that information?
They can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the things, Loud at Library or Loud at District Library or loudatlibrary.org.
And this has been Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, Rand Haven's Favorite.